time for Legal Briefs with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about what's been happening at the airports with the canceled flights. What exactly are your rights here? And I know the airlines have been a little more lenient with refunds lately, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, but the Biden administration, one of the best things they did was they passed some rules with the Department of Transportation that gives you a full refund if your flight is canceled, and the related fees as well, seats and baggage and those types of things. And it must be done within 7 business days if you used a credit card. So that's a really good thing. And if your flight is delayed more than 3 hours, if it's a domestic flight, or 6 hours if it's an international flight, then you also get a refund if you choose not to fly. So there are some really good laws in place. But again, you're going to check your airlines, too. You're also going to check your credit card statements, your credit card provisions, because sometimes when you order and you make reservations, your credit card will pick up certain expenses if your flight is canceled. So I think we're in much better shape than we were in the past when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, hopefully it'll stay that way until we get things back to normal at the airport. The Supreme Court refused to hear a case challenging the legalization of same-sex marriage. Were you surprised at this, Karen?
I was surprised, and, you know, we as lawyers talk about these things because, you know, the Supreme Court takes fewer than 1% of all the cases that come to it, so maybe 8,000 or so a year. So we all kind of thought the Supreme Court was going to take on this case and perhaps overturn gay marriage, because when they overturned Roe versus Wade, there were some similar types of arguments being made. And now that we have a very conservative bench, and you look at the justices, I would have thought that they would have taken the case and maybe overturned it. But it could be there are different reasons. It could be that, you know, we have 800,000 people who are in same-sex marriages in this country, and they decided not to rock that boat. Or it could be they're going to wait for another case that might be a better case for them to take to make a ruling. So we really don't know what the true reason was that they didn't take it.
Does this mean same-sex marriage will not be overturned?
No. It doesn't, because, again, there are other cases coming down the pike, and a lot of the conservative and the religious people are really trying to get these cases to the courts so that it can be overturned. So they're going to keep trying, and it doesn't mean that this is going to be something that's ongoing in the future. But, again, you know, when you have so many people in this country who are relying upon their relationships and their finances to be married, it's really going to be hard for a court, I don't care what their reasoning is, to basically say you can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the case of the Cleveland Guardians pitchers throwing games. And there are criminal charges ahead for these two, right?
Very serious charges, Bob. I mean, wire fraud, conspiracy, honest services. There is a crime called conspiracy to influence sports by bribery and money laundering. And, you know, it's just they can do up to 65 years each if convicted of all of these counts. And my guess is that whatever court decides this and there's a conviction down the line, you know, they're going to make a real example of these guys, because so much money is placed on relying upon sports being fair and being real. Mm-hmm. And I really think that this they're going to send a message to these guys if, in fact, they get convicted.
Could this result in civil suits down the line?
Yeah, I mean, we saw that in, like, horse racing and doping and those kinds of things. I mean, you could have bettors bring some sort of class action, not only against these individuals, but against the teams, saying, like, you should have known you guys are doing this, and you're defrauding these bettors who are betting literally billions of dollars on Major League Baseball. So, you know, I also think that the team members could sue these guys if they have any money, because, you know, they probably feel like they're not winning their games, or they had their games, you know, mm-hmm. the basically had them, playing and maybe not playing at the top of their game. So a lot of lawsuits could happen. We'll wait and see. But, so much money is bet on, I was looking at this, Bob, $121 billion was bet on gambling, on sports last year alone. That's on the books. So there's a lot of money here to be had, and I think we're going to see more of this, unfortunately.
All the sports leagues are in business with the gambling operations these days.
Yep.
And another kind of throwing in the legal news, this one involving the guy who was found not guilty of assault, and this was a Subway sandwich. That was the weapon here, wasn't it?
It was. It's kind of surprising because, the guy admitted that he threw a sandwich at a federal agent. It was caught on video, and the jury refused to convict him of assault. And not only was it assault, it was battery. When you connect with somebody, that is a battery. So I think this jury just didn't like the fact that maybe the agents were around, and they kind of engaged in their own view of justice here, saying, we're not going to convict you.
Yeah, was throwing a sandwich at a Border Patrol officer, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So it was an interesting result, and it was probably a somewhat liberal jury in Washington, and the guard came in, and a lot of the people there didn't like the guard doing what it was doing. So maybe this was their message to the world that we're not going to convict somebody who does this kind of thing.
Maybe. Karen Conti, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Thank you, Karen.
Take care, Bob.